Today on Press TV, at least 100 people have been killed and scores wounded in US drone attacks over the past 2 days. CIA drones have targeted Somalia, Yemen and Pakistan. Reports show most victims of US drone attacks are civilians. In the US, police have clashed with thousands of protesters in New York City's Times Square. At least 3 people have been arrested while another one has been injured. Earlier in the day, at least 24 people were arrested in a Citibank branch in Manhattan. Anti-corporate protests have turned violent in at least 2 European capitals. In London, a peaceful rally turned violent when police used the controversial kettling tactic. This while police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse tens of thousands of demonstrators in Rome. A group of 20 finance ministers say they will support a larger role for the IMF to help stop the spread of Europe's debt crisis. Concerns are growing that larger economies like Italy and Spain could falter. Analysts say that would drag the Eurozone into recession and send shockwaves through the world economy. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed government forces have attacked anti-regime protesters once again. The demonstrators had gathered outside the house of a detained opposition leader. Several protests were held in various areas around the capital Manama as well. At least 10 protesters have been arrested. Syrian President Bashar Assad has ordered the formation of a national committee to prepare a draft constitution. The committee has 4 months to carry out the task. The new constitution is part of Assad's promised reforms to restore peace and stability following months of unrest. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has strongly dismissed the United States' attempts to isolate Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei says Washington's recent allegation that Iran supports terrorism is meaningless. He made the remarks while addressing a huge crowd in the western Iranian province of Kermanshah. And Iran has strongly denied the US accusation that it allegedly plotted to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to Washington. Tehran says the US has violated legal norms by launching a propaganda campaign against Iran. International conventions require that such accusations be reflected to the respective government beforehand. Those latest here on Press TV.